Well, praise God. This is the Word of Faith Netcast. This is Dr. Bill Bailey. I'm glad you could join us today. We're going to be getting into something that's really, really powerful, and I really believe will be a blessing in your life. Amen? And so I want to get into the Scripture today and just get into some good things. Praise the Lord. I do want to remind you a couple of things. One is, if you aren't listening to Word of Faith Radio, oh my, you are missing out on a tremendous blessing. Word of Faith Radio, of course, WFR.org, tremendous resource, tremendous place to hear the Word of God preached in a consistent, daily, actually 24/7 time frame. And so I'd encourage you to go to WFR.org and listen to the Word of God as it's preached there, because the Word of Faith is, of course, what we preach. Amen? Praise the Lord. Now, let's get into the Scripture today. I'm going to go to my electronic Bible, as I usually do. Let's turn to the book of Philemon. Now, Philemon is a little book. It's sandwiched between the book of Titus and the book of Hebrews. And it's only got one chapter. So let's go look at that first chapter of Philemon, the only chapter of Philemon, so it makes it easy. Let's begin in verse 1. Let's go ahead and read it directly as it is written, a letter from Paul to Philemon. Let me just start in verse 1. We'll go from there. Paul, a prisoner of Jesus Christ, and Timothy, our brother. This is when Paul was in prison. Unto Philemon, our dearly beloved and fellow laborer. So he, Philemon, was a minister of the gospel as well. He was one of those that, as we mentioned before, the word of faith which we preach was Paul and those with him. Well, Philemon was one of the we that was preaching the word of faith. Amen? So let's keep reading. Philemon, our dearly beloved and fellow laborer, and to our beloved Apphia and Archippus, our fellow soldier, and to the church in thy house. They had a house church. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. And look what he says in verse 4. I thank my God, making mention of thee always in my prayers, hearing of thy love and faith. Oh my, I could get on a tremendous study right there just talking about that Paul heard of their love and faith. What does the Scripture say? The Scripture tells us that faith works by love. Amen? So our faith, believing God, believing to receive, believing and operating in faith, speaking the Word of God, operates by love. Amen? We also know that God is love. So our faith operates by love. Our faith operates by God. Faith and love are closely tied together. Now, I'm reminded of my wife Belinda's dissertation. She is also a doctorate in theology, has a PhD, as I do, from Life Christian University. And she wrote her dissertation for her doctorate on love. And it was a tremendous study. One of these days, praise the Lord, I'm hoping that she'll take that and make it into a book that is not just a scholarly dissertation, which it was for her doctorate, but will take what she had studied out and what she was revealed to her through that study and turn it into a book that folks could read and benefit from beyond the college classroom. Amen? So, but anyway, tremendous study of the love of God, and she just has a handle. I'm going to brag on her just a bit here. She's got a handle on the love of God. She has a handle on operating in faith by love. Amen? Oh, my, I tell you, she's a blessing. You know, she, another little insight here too for you. You know how Adam needed a help meet someone who could help him? I don't know what I'd do without Belinda helping me. She is a blessing in everything that I do. Praise the Lord. And she is a vital part of this ministry. I don't talk about her nearly enough. And she's probably saying, hush, watching this video netcast. Oh, boy. But at any rate, She is there and believing and praying and standing on the word and operating in the power of faith and love. And it's just a blessing. Praise the Lord. Well, anyway, hallelujah. It says here, hearing of thy love and faith, which thou hast toward the Lord Jesus Christ and to all the saints. Verse 6 is where I'm headed. That the communication of thy faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. Now, we can read that. I'm reading out of the King James here. But we can read that, and we can get a lot out of it just out, directly out of the King James. But when you dig into the Greek here, you get a lot more out of it, as usual. That's usually the way it is. As a matter of fact, if we were to go to the Amplified and read this very same verse, let me just read it from the Amplified. Philippians 1, verse 6, and I pray, let me back up to verse 5. Because I continue to hear of your love and of your loyal faith, boy, I love that translation, your loyal faith, which you have toward the Lord Jesus and which you show toward all the saints, God's consecrated people, and I pray, verse 6, that the participation in and sharing of your faith may produce and promote full recognition and appreciation and understanding and precise knowledge. We'll come back to that phrase, precise knowledge, of every good thing that is in, I was about to quote it as King James. Let me read it out of the Amplified. Precise knowledge of every good thing that is ours in our identification with Christ Jesus and unto his glory. Wow. There's a lot there. Let me go back to the King James. I'm more used to that, and it'll help me get my thoughts together here. In verse 6, that the communication of thy faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. Now, we could take that apart just out of the English translation, and we could get into a lot of good things. One of the first things that I notice here is that you have to acknowledge every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. So you're not acknowledging what's good in you as an individual, as an ordinary person, a regular human. You may have talents and you may have abilities. Maybe you're a great singer. Praise the Lord. Maybe you're very sharp intellectually. Maybe you're a puzzle solver. You know, I don't know. Maybe you're a great mechanic working on cars. Whatever your abilities are in the natural, that's not what he's talking about. He says, acknowledging every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. In other words, the in him realities. We are in Christ. We are in him. Well, what do we have in Christ? What do we have in him? We have the fact that we've been made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 17 through 21 there. We have the fact that we're born again in Jesus. Praise the Lord. That we are reconciled to God. Amen. As it says there in same chapter of 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And there's just a lot of other in him realities. We are the healed in him. We are the prosperous in him. Jesus became poor, the scripture says, that we might be made rich in him. So all of these are in him realities. Well, what we're acknowledging then are all the good things that God has done for us in Christ Jesus. The fact that we're in him. Again, not what we have in and of ourselves, but what we have in him. Now, you know, to put it in old good old down-home country vernacular, that'll keep you from getting the big head. Amen? It's not all about you. It's all about the Lord Jesus Christ, and it's all about our position in him, and it's all about what he's done for us and continues to do for us on a daily basis, blessing us with all blessing, both spiritually and physically and financially and in our social realm. See, that's what the word sozo means, to be saved, delivered, healed, protected, made whole, spirit, soul, body, financially and socially, and delivered from every temporal evil. All of that meeting he has done for us. All of that is what we have in him. Amen. Do you see that? All right, we need to acknowledge that. We need to acknowledge all those good things that we have in him. But, oh, there's so much more here when you get into the Greek. Let's get into the Greek and find what I'm talking about here. That the communication, now this word communication is the Greek word koinonia. Now, remember, in recent studies, we talked about this word koinonia. It is translated church. It is translated fellowship. It's a word that is used in reference to the local church, but it's also used in relationship to being a partner in ministry. Remember, we were talking about here how Paul had said that Philemon was a fellow laborer and that Archippus was our fellow soldier. In other words, all of these folks were partners with him in his mission. And let me just digress just a bit here. Did you know, and do you know, that we have, as individual believers, a mission? We have a destiny. And these are days of destiny. Brother Randy Greer has been preaching and teaching and ministering on what the Lord's been revealing him to him about the times that we're living in. And there's a time coming right at the end of this year, the beginning of the next year, where a lot of believers are going to be making decisions about which way they go. Let me tell you, you need to choose the Word. You need to choose the flow of the Spirit. The Word of God and an adherence to the Word of God and a flowing in the Spirit of God, that's where you want to go. You don't want to go with the old, we've got this great coffee clatch down at the church, and we've got this neat rock climbing wall for the kids, and all of these natural things that churches are trying to attract people with, you know, the so-called seeker-friendly movement that's out there. That's not what it's about, and it's specifically not what it's about right now. We're on the verge of something very powerful and very exciting, and I'm getting more excited about it the closer we get to it, and we're just a few months away from that exact time frame, from the first of the year. And you know what? It's going to be a time for those of us that flow in the Spirit and adhere strongly to the Word of God and the Word of faith. It's going to be a time of great wonders and miracles and moves of the Holy Ghost like we haven't even seen. And let me tell you, I've seen some pretty amazing things in my days in the Word of Faith message. I've been at this, I'm gonna go country on you here again. I've been at this pert 9 to 30 some years. And I tell you what, it has been an adventure, a life, and it's just more ahead of us, but we're not through yet. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're right on the edge of some things that God's wanting to do. So I'm excited about where we're headed. And like I said, I've seen a lot of great things, but that pales compared to what we are going to see. Let me just share a couple things with you just from my heart. Praise God. I've been in meetings like some super amazing meetings down in Tulsa, Oklahoma at Rhema in the early 80s. We're talking 1980, 1981. Sister Jeannie Wilkerson was ministering in 1980 at that time. I got to see the move of the Holy Ghost in a powerful way. Buddy Harrison and Patsy Harrison ministering together in tongues and interpretation, signs and wonders. I saw the glory of God. And I'm telling you, I was there when the glory of God rolled in as a cloud. And you could look up and you could see the glory of God as a cloud. We're not talking about, you know, carbon dioxide clouds. We're not talking about special effects. We're not talking about water vapor like a lot of people are trying to do in churches these days. We're not talking about show stuff, you know, special effects. We're talking about the supernatural manifestation of the Holy Ghost. I've seen that. I've experienced that. I was so stunned and awed by that. That we were standing there and we had our hands raised praising the Lord. And as I stood there, I literally felt like I couldn't stand in that presence any longer. And I was near a pole, a metal pole. You know, this was in one of the centers there at Rhema, I guess fairly recently, at that time had been built, one of the educational buildings where they had classes, and it had a pole there. And I went over and leaned against that pole just so I wouldn't fall over. I was so overcome and overwhelmed by the glory of God. And I just leaned there and just, it was like a humma, 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 humma. I didn't know what to do other than just watch the glory of God roll in and watch the miracles and watch people go out under the power. And it was just a powerful, powerful thing. I've seen people get up out of wheelchairs. I was at a meeting in 1979, I believe it was, in Anaheim, California. And you've heard Jerry Savelle talk about this. He was preaching the word. And as he was preaching, this lady just got up out of her wheelchair. She was in that wheelchair. She could not walk in the natural. She got up out of that wheelchair and then pushed her wheelchair across the front, right in front of everybody. And Jerry was just standing there preaching. He just stopped and watched her do it. And everybody, the place just came apart. People shouting and screaming and hollering. And Jerry just stood there and watched it. And later, when he tells this story, he talks about the fact he didn't lay hands on her. He didn't call her out. He didn't have a word of knowledge. He simply was teaching the word. And she was healed just hearing the word of God. Now, I was there. I saw it. I saw somebody at a Catherine Kuhlman meeting. Boy, I am going back here. I was in college at the time, and I volunteered to be an usher in a Catherine Kuhlman meeting. And you know, praise the Lord, bless her heart, Sister Kuhlman had a tremendous healing ministry and miracle ministry. But just between you and me, she couldn't preach her way out of a paper bag. I mean, she wasn't a teacher of the word, okay? Nothing against her whatsoever. Don't get me wrong. But bless her heart, she operated in a supernatural, powerful healing and Holy Ghost ministry. And I'm there as an usher, and we've been trained to be ushers. And I'm a college kid. You know, what do I know? I'm up there. This is before I even really got into the Word of Faith message. I had just received the baptism of the Holy Ghost and was just getting into these things. And so I'm in this meeting. And this guy had a full body brace on. I mean, it covered his chest, his back, came up under his neck and supported his neck. His entire muscle, nerve, and skeletal structure was apparently where if that brace wasn't in place, he would just crumple into a pile of bone and muscle. You know, I mean, that was just what he had. I don't know, some kind of paralysis, I don't know what it was exactly. But I helped him. He was in my section, and I helped him get seated. And he came over and, you know, seated his relative. I mean, he kind of got in there, and this metal thing was keeping him from really fully sitting in this place where he was in the auditorium. This was at the Greensboro Coliseum in Greensboro, North Carolina. And Sister Kuhlman was up there ministering. She started calling out people. And there were healings, and they were happening all over the place. And the anointing just came into supernatural presence there. The hair on the back of my neck stood up because of the power of God in manifestation. And as this was happening, this guy jumped to his feet. Now, he was not in a position earlier to do any jumping whatsoever. But he jumped to his feet, and he said, "Get me out of this thing, get me out of this thing." And he yelled for some of his ushers to come with him to the bathroom to get him out of that brace. Well, I didn't know what to do. I was a college kid. I thought, well, glory to God, I guess we're supposed to get him out of this thing. And I went with this other usher, and I went into the bathroom with him, took his shirt off, got the metal cage thing off of him, the reinforcements, whatever you call them, you know, the bracing, got all of that off of him, and he put his shirt on and went out there and started running and jumping and praising God and lifting his arms and shouting. And that whole section had seen this happen, and everybody just went nuts praising God. And I'm standing there, I mean, I was raised Southern Baptist, you know, I didn't know anything about any of this. And I'm watching all this and going, wow. And it's like T.L. Osborne said, say it backwards, wow. I didn't know what to do. So I'm watching all this. And then the meeting began to taper off and people, you know, started leaving. And they were doing the, you know, the after meeting announcements and so forth. Everything was kind of, you know, people filing out. And the guy looked over at us that had been healed, over at the ushers. He said, "Help me get to the bathroom and put my brace back on." And I went, "What? This guy's been healed." He had to go back into the bathroom, put his brace back on, and as soon as he did, all the manifestation of the healing left, and he was back there just drooped over again. Guy lost his healing. And years later, as I meditated on this, the Lord really used it to teach me something. I'm not saying he engineered it. He didn't. It's the devil. But it taught me this. Supernatural manifestation is one thing. Supernatural healing is one thing. But it's the teaching of the Word of God that causes you to not only receive your healing, like in that Jerry Savelle meeting where the lady got up out of the wheelchair and walked off from the Word of God and being taught, but not only receiving manifestation, but keeping your healing. And Brother Hagin taught on this. He taught about the fact that it's one thing for a supernatural move of God, somebody get healed. It's another thing for them to keep their healing. How do they do that? By being trained in faith. By doing what this verse of Scripture says, acknowledging every good thing that is in you, the healing power of God that's in you, acknowledging that through the Word of God. Let me just read it again. "But the communication of thy faith may become effectual." That's effective. Energized is literally what the Greek word says. When we finally get into this Greek study, you're going to see it. It becomes energized by the acknowledging of everything that is, good things in you in Christ Jesus. You've got to have the Word of God. You got to adhere to the Word of God. Oh, brethren. It is so important that you hold fast to the word of faith. It is so important that you retain what you have learned through the word of faith. Let me go back and read this again. I've got to slow down here because I get off on I get off on some of these things and some of these things I've seen and telling you about them. I just get excited. I got to calm down and get back into the message. Philemon 1:1. I'm going to read it again. "Paul, a prisoner of Jesus Christ, and Timothy, our brother, unto Philemon, our dearly beloved and fellow laborer, and to our beloved Apphia and Archippus, our fellow soldier, and to the church that is in house, grace to you, peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God, making mention of thee always in my prayers, hearing of thy love and thy faith, which thou hast toward the Lord Jesus Christ and toward all the saints, that the communication," the word communication, as I said, is koinonia, partnership, participation, operating in the fellowship of church, communication of thy faith, that's the Greek word pistis, which is, of course, the word faith used to, "may become effectual," that is the Greek word energesi, I believe is the way it's pronounced. Let me see. Energase, which we would translate that energized. Did you ever watch Star Trek where they worked the transporter and they said energize and the thing would come on? The power went to it and it came on. It was energized. I had come up with some unusual, you know, what am I looking for here? Parables? That's not quite the word I'm looking for when it comes to Star Trek. Examples maybe is a better word. Anyway, "that it may become effectual, energized." Now the actual meaning is active, operative, effectual, and powerful. But this the word energized actually comes from this word. Your faith may become energized. Have you ever been in a situation where you feel like your faith is just not energized? You're waiting for the captain to turn to Scotty and say, "Energize." I just got that in my head. It's just an example I'm trying to use. How do you energize it? By the acknowledging Now, the word acknowledging is the word that I want you to really key in on here in this study. Acknowledging is the Greek word epignosis. Gnosis, the word gnosis in the Greek, means knowledge. Epig is a prefix that means above and beyond. So epignosis is above and beyond natural knowledge. Now, what is that? That's revealed knowledge, revelation knowledge. That comes from the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the teacher of the church. And he's the one that gives you revelation knowledge. Remember when Jesus turned to Peter and said, "Flesh and blood hath not revealed this unto thee, but my Father in heaven has revealed this unto thee. And upon this rock," and he was talking about the rock of revealed knowledge, not Peter, he said, "upon this rock of revealed knowledge, I'm going to build my church." The church is built on the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus, or revelation knowledge of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. You've got to have revealed knowledge of what's in you. You've got to have revealed knowledge of what's available to you. And you're only going to get that from the Word of God. That's what I've been trying to get to here in our study. By the acknowledging of every good thing, the good thing here is agathos. It's a primary word meaning good. In any sense, benefit, good, to be well. It's a primary word. I love that. It's a Greek primary word. There's a lot of other words that come from this, but agathos means good. So every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. Not just that it's in you, but that it's in you in Christ Jesus. This revelation knowledge comes from this revelation that you have of the Word in operation in your life. And we're going to have to stop. We're running out of time. Praise the Lord. You can write us here at Word of Faith Ministries. Woo, I'd love to jump off and take off on this and stay with it another half hour. But you join us next time, we'll do just that. Praise the Lord. You can write us at Word of Faith Ministries, P.O. Box 5213, that's 5213, High Point, North Carolina, the zip code 27262. Of course, you can always write me by email. That's a lot quicker. Email is Dr. Bill, D-R-B-I-L-L. That's a B, not a D. I know I say it fast sometimes. D-R, Dr. B-I-L-L, Bill, at WOFM.org. Join us next time, and remember until then to fulfill the Word of God.